USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna are on their way across the country. Trucks left a distribution center in Mississippi this morning. The first shots of the second vaccine, which was approved by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use on Friday, could begin Monday. The U.S. is averaging more than 219,000 new infections of the virus daily, and the death toll is now over 314,000. Patients in multiple states who got the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine have experienced allergic reactions. The FDA is investigating, along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and colleagues in the United Kingdom. Still no deal yet on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package, although there is an end in sight as an 11th-hour agreement was reached late Saturday, clearing the way for Congress to vote at any time now. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's a win for places of worship in Los Angeles County, California, which can now hold indoor services for Christmas. Restrictions are still in place, though. Face coverings over the nose and mouth are required at all times, and attendance is limited as to not exceed the mandatory physical distancing barrier of 6 feet between people from separate households. This falls in line with recent rulings by the Supreme Court. The county is still recommending that church services be held outdoors. Strip clubs in San Diego have won a battle against the governor's shutdown order.
In an apparent overreach by California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, COVID-19 restrictions, a Superior Court judge ruled Wednesday that two strip clubs in San Diego can remain open. Judge Joe Wolfile ruled that San Diego County had not provided sufficient evidence to prove that the two businesses had done anything to increase the danger of patrons contracting the virus. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Any appeals must be filed by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's Alabama and Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl, Clemson and Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. The final selections in the College Football National Championship were released this afternoon. One of those semifinal games, though, will not be played in Pasadena.
The Rose Bowl game will move to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The announcement coming a day after the game was denied a waiver to allow a limited number of fans at the stadium. It will be the first time since 1942 that a postseason college football game wasn't played in Pasadena, California. That year's game was moved to Durham, North Carolina because of safety concerns due to World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The national championship game will be played at Hard Rock Stadium in Florida on January 11th. Week 15 of the NFL, the Bears lead the Vikings at the half 20-10, the Seahawks 13, Washington 3 at the break, and the Cowboys lead the 49ers 17-14, also at intermission. Tonight on Sunday Night Football, the Browns visit the Giants, and on Monday night, the Steelers are at the Bengals. A holiday bonus for staff at a Toledo, Ohio restaurant. A customer left a tip of $5,600 for the workers at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar. Split 28 ways, each person got $200. The restaurant opened last October. The National Restaurant Association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.